than we anticipated, but we are still going to be commemorating the events of 75 years ago and what that means for us today. Just a couple of things. We are going to be breaking out later on into those little groups that we tried out a couple of weeks ago and last week, just to warn you. Alan was supposed to be leading our service today, but unfortunately, he sounds a bit like a Dalek, if he has a voice at all.
Hello.
There you go. That's him showing you what he sounds like. So I've taken over the leading role today. What that mean, Alan has been advised to get a COVID-19 test. Although he himself is not sure that he's got the virus. So what that means is that if you have been using Sue for food bank distribution collecting, then that's going to be suspended until sort of Wednesday, Thursday time, once they've got the test back. Obviously, if it transpires that Alan has got the virus, then obviously we'll put in alternative arrangements. So that we can continue to support the food bank, because as you all know, that support is vital at the moment, and they are doing an amazing job. And so, thank you for your generosity. It is having a huge impact to those who for whom this situation has left really in dire need. So, thank you for that. So, I'm going to cancel my spotlight for a moment. Then we'll just pause in prayer before we begin our worship. Heaviness may just a second. Heaviness may endure for a night,
But joy comes in the morning.
God has been our refuge and our strength,
A present help in our time of trouble.
And so we sing, Praise my soul, the King of Heaven.
Right.
You've gone and skipped a bit ahead, Alan. Can we go back a page, please? Thank you. We're going to have an act of remembrance now as we remember what VE Day meant and what it means today. And then we're going to pause for a moment of silence. I'm going to use the words written for today before COVID-19 hit and when we were anticipating services across the nation. But I have amended them slightly to reflect our changed circumstances. Dear friends, we've come together on this day to commemorate the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe, when the sounds of war fell silent on this continent. We come together conscious of our need for God's forgiveness for the sin and the desire to dominate others that leads to conflicts between people and war between nations. As we remember the many soldiers, sailors, and airmen who gave their lives restraining evil and opposing tyranny, so we also come in thanksgiving for the years of peace that the nations of Europe have enjoyed since the Second World War. We gather joyfully together as those who gathered on that first victory day, glad of each other's company, even at a distance, and grateful for the laughter and love that follows times of sadness and loss. But we also gather together in this strange time, when we can gather but not together, celebrate and remember but apart. And so I finish with the words of Queen Elizabeth II in her address to us on Friday. She said, "The war had affected everyone, and no one was immune from its impact, whether it be the men and women called up to serve, families separated from each other, or people asked to take new roles and skills to support the war effort, all had a part to play. At the start, the outlook looked bleak, the end distant, the outcome uncertain. But we kept faith that the cause was right, and this belief, as my father noted in his broadcast, carried us through. Never give up, never despair. That was the message of VE Day. The wartime generation knew that the best way to honour those who did not come back from the war was to ensure that it didn't happen again. The greatest tribute to their sacrifice is that countries who were once sworn enemies are now friends, working side by side for the peace, health, and prosperity of us all. Today, it may seem hard that we cannot mark this special anniversary as we would wish. Instead, we remember from our homes and our doorsteps. But our streets are not empty. They are filled with the love and the care that we have for each other. And when I look at our country today, and I see that what we are willing to do to protect and support one another, I say with pride that we are still a nation those brave soldiers, sailors and airmen would recognize and admire." Let us pause for a moment of reflection. And so, as we remember the sacrifice of those who gave in so many ways, often and in many cases unremembered by other than themselves, and as we think about our own circumstances now and those who are serving in different ways today, we do rejoice. Your salvation is near to those who fear you.
That glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
That glory may dwell in our land.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you.
Your salvation is near to those who fear you. that glory may dwell in our land.
Well, we're going to reflect together in our smaller groups. But before we do that, we are celebrating, of course, peace. And we are also in the season of Easter. And so it seemed appropriate that to share that sign of peace, that full peace, that peace with God, as well as peace with our fellow humanity, of which Jesus Christ came to give us. The risen Christ came and stood amongst his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always
with you. Peace of the Lord be always with you.
Peace be with you.
Alleluia.
Peace be with you.
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 Peace be with
everyone. Peace
be with
everyone.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
So we're now going to split up into the breakout rooms, as Zoom calls them, and we're wondering today whether you'd like to ponder the question together. How has being in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis affected the way you have thought about the war and VE, VGA days? So what's that resonance for you between what we're celebrating this weekend and the situation that we find ourselves in? Obviously, if you wish to talk about some other aspect of the celebration, feel free. We're not going to ask you for the answer to that question when you come back together. It's just an opportunity for us to share together. And hopefully
we'll do it for about 3 minutes, and I'll give you a 1 minute warning that we're due to come back. Here we go. You'll need to accept this.
Well, welcome back. In a moment, when I'm sure everybody's arrived back, then we will sing our next hymn. Now thank we all our God.
Through all our life be nearer.
And now we're going to have our Bible readings read for us by Hilary. Thank you.
The Lord promises to bless Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the Holy Mountain. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with cane in hand because of his age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. This is what the Lord Almighty says. It may seem marvelous to the remnant of this people at that time, but will it seem marvelous to me? Declares the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says. It may seem marvelous to the remnant. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will save my people from the countries of the east and the west. I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and righteous to them as their God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Ministry of Reconciliation. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in time in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know what you were doing on Friday, but we marked VE Day by having afternoon tea in the garden. We played some 1940s music, and we thought about the emotions of the time. It was celebration, victory in Europe. The promise of freedom, families reunited. But there was also sadness and thankfulness for those who had laid down their lives. Life from 1939 to 45 was filled for many with fear and anxiety. Men at war, women coping with families and work, with rationing and with grief. And loss. But there was also a sense of unity, of togetherness, and mutual support. And then it was over, and there was celebration and an answer to prayer, the blessing of peace. As I read today's passage from the book of Zechariah, God is promising to bless Jerusalem. To bring his people back to himself, to a place of safety and peace. And when we read this, we are left in no doubt that God is in control. His promises will be realised. And I was particularly struck by verses 4 and 5. This is what the Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem. Each of them will come with cane in hand because of their age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. The word playing, translated from the Hebrew, simply means laughter. It means having fun. What an amazing image that the most vulnerable in our society can enjoy the safety and the peace of the city streets. I think we should have a picture coming up, Alan. Have we got one? Maybe, maybe not. Okay. Well, the imagery of this passage was of street parties on May the 8th, 1945. Men and women and children of all ages celebrating peace, the blessing of the end of war. There was much cause to give thanks to the Lord. In our passage, the Lord Almighty goes on to say in verse 8, I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and righteous to them as their God. The Lord Almighty longs to be reconciled to his people, that we might find a place of safety and of peace, and that we too might be found playing in the streets. 75 years ago, the promise of peace and a hope for the future was a great cause of celebration. But what of today? What of us who are living through this pandemic? COVID-19 has, in varying degrees, in many of us caused anxiety and fear and frustration and panic. Many feel they are under house arrest, that their freedom and independence has been removed. Where is the peace that the Lord Almighty promises? We haven't reached the end yet. We're not really in a position to celebrate, are we? So how can we know God's promised peace? Another picture coming up. A book some of you may recognise if you've read to children or to grandchildren. The story of the Large family. Mrs. Large, the mother of a family of elephants. She has three boisterous children and just longs for 5 minutes peace. So she runs herself a bath, she makes herself a cup of tea, and she settles down to enjoy and relax. Only to find that not many minutes later, one by one, her children barge in, wanting her attention. Well, why do I mention this book at all? Well, I suggest that peace is not just something that we can experience at the end of a traumatic, life-changing event, but that God's peace, as described by Paul in Philippians 4:7, as a peace which transcends all understanding, is something that we can all know and experience. Like Mrs. Large there, in the midst of what right now might feel like a very crazy world. Mrs. Large discovered that her peace could be found in the midst of the chaos of the family that she loved. Can we lose the picture, please? I want us to spend a few moments imagining peace as a journey through a pandemic. A journey remembering the end of World War II. And we begin our journey by listening. We listen to the collective memory of the past, where mistakes were made. What can we learn from them? During COVID-19, while this is an unprecedented situation, We have heard stories from the past of how people isolated to protect themselves against the plague. At this time, we remember those who gave their lives in the world wars. As our older generations die away, their stories live on because of their bravery, because it is remembered. We preserve memories not only so that we can learn from mistakes and prevent them from happening again, but also we enable memory as the fruit of experience. The fruit of experience that stands as the basis and inspiration for future decisions which will promote peace. From listening, our journey moves us on to unity. Wartime saw communities working together and holding on tight to the bonds of family and friendships. And there was love for God and for one another. We have seen again in our own communities, neighbours taking care of one another. Shopping, fetching prescriptions, sharing toys, puzzles, games, from doorstep to doorstep collection. We've seen local shops and pubs reinvent themselves for the benefit of the communities in which they work. We have seen churches united by their closure, praying and worshipping and loving and serving. We stay at home to protect the vulnerable. Peace through unity allows each of us to stand together against the common enemy that is COVID-19. We listen, we stay united, and then we travel to a place of reconciliation with one another and with God. In the Bible, especially in the words of the prophets, we're reminded of God's covenant promise with humanity. For our part, that involves treating one another with respect, not reminding each other of our mistakes, but forgiving each other as God forgives each one of us in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. To be truly reconciled is to reach into the very depths of our hearts, to the power of forgiveness and true acceptance of one another. The more we forgive, the more we grow as men, women, and children of peace. Reconciled to God, we are, as described in 2 Corinthians, new creations. We are created to live in peace with God and with one another. Our journey of peace continues through contemplation. The quiet after the storm, the awareness of our surroundings, the stillness after chaos. As lockdown kicked in and COVID-19 raged through the world, here in the West, so did spring. And many of you I know, like me, have relished the daily walks across fields and footpaths, taking in the colours of spring, the purple carpets of bluebells, the cherry blossom on the trees, the newborn lambs in the field. The seasons did not stop our Creator God from continuing to create. In fact, with less travel and less pollution, nature's colours seem even more vivid this year. A true gift from God, a sign of hope. And that brings me to the final leg of our journey of peace. Peace, I believe, will not be obtained unless it is hoped for. That means believing in the possibility of peace, both within ourselves and in the belief that others need peace just as much as we do. That peace which I mentioned earlier from Philippians that transcends all understanding is found in the love that that God has for each of us, a love that is liberating, limitless, thankful, and tireless. So we listen and we learn from the stories of the past. We unite together in love for God and neighbour. We forgive and are forgiven, reconciled. We contemplate and we hope for peace. My prayer for each of us this week and in the weeks and months ahead is this, that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will fill our hearts and minds with the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. And that day by day, the Holy Spirit would prompt us to share Christ's peace with others. Amen.
And now we sing in response to what Andrea has said. And as we reflect on those themes of peace and what that means then, now, and in the future, and looking forward to the future, the hope that God brings, we sing The Lion and the Lamb.
Our God is the Lion, the Lion of Judah. He's Let's pray together. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, please will you join in the response, hear our prayer. So let us pray for the church, for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Father God, we thank you that we live in the light of the resurrection. Thank you that Jesus left behind an empty cross and an empty tomb. But thank you that Jesus has filled our hearts and filled our lives with your love and your goodness. May we never forget the light and life and hope of your resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we thank you for freedom. As we commemorate this weekend 75 years since the liberation of Europe, we want to thank you for the sacrifice of those many people who fought and gave their lives for the freedoms we now enjoy. Father God, we thank you that you have liberated us from the power of sin, of sickness, fear and darkness. Thank you that you have sustained us and that you call us to walk as children of light. Father, fill us with faith that casts out all fear and fill us with love for our neighbours, our friends and our family. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our world. Lord, like us, you are saddened and grieved at the spread of coronavirus across this world and its impact on so many people. Many of us have been affected personally through sickness, loss of a loved one, isolation, anxiety, loss of income or change in day-to-day life. Father God, we lift to you all the fearful, the hurting, the lonely, the bereaved, the sick, and those struggling each day. And we pause now to name before the Lord any of those people who are on our hearts, particularly who need healing, who need strength, who need faith, or who need to know the presence of God, especially at this time. Heavenly Father, we bring to you those who are working in the front line against the coronavirus. We lift to you NHS workers, carers, social and outreach workers, those who work to provide food, our farmers, factory workers, and shop staff. Lord, give wisdom to all those who make decision in government. Father, give wisdom and insight and revelation to all medical professionals and scientific researchers, especially those who are working on vaccines and treatments. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we also pray for our armed forces, our civil and emergency services, and those who work locally and nationally to keep us safe and to keep the country running. And we pause now to remember any known to us who are working at this time to help with the coronavirus crisis. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for the nations of the world, especially those where conflict, poverty, or poor government mean that people are especially vulnerable. We pray for all charities and aid organisations, asking that they would be able to deliver help where it is needed. Help us to remember that each life, however different from our own, is precious and valuable to you. Help us to remain generous and to be aware of the needs of others. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. We pause to remember before God a country that is particularly of concern to us, or an aid organisation or charity that is close to our hearts. Father, we pray for the church. We thank you that you have called us to be your church. And Lord, even though we are not in our buildings, you've promised that you will build your church and that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So Lord, thank you for that promise that you are building us, even in this time where we cannot physically be together. So we lift to you our brothers and sisters in our church, locally, nationally, and worldwide. We are your people, and each of us are in our own homes, but truly desire to serve you. Show us ways, Lord, to shine your light in our present circumstances. Give us ways to serve. Prompt us to encourage and bless each other and those we know and love who do not yet know you. And we pause to ask God to speak to us about what we can do in the next few days to bless or encourage someone known to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So, Lord, we turn to pray for ourselves. Father God, thank you for your arms of love that surround us. May we know your presence with us each day. Lord, would you walk with us? And Lord, may we serve you joyfully in everything. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. To conclude our time of prayer, let's join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. And please do use whichever version is in your mind or heart to pray as I pray these words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let's pray together.
Every act of remembrance is a looking back and a looking forward. And so we look forward and commit ourselves as we use these words in this act of commitment together. So let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow humanity, that we may help encourage and comfort others and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. Lord God, our Father,
to serve you and all mankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name.
Guide us by your Spirit.
Give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful, now and always. Amen.
O Lord, our God, as we remember,
teach us the ways of peace.
As we treasure memories,
teach us to hope.
As we give thanks for the sacrifice of the past,
help us to make your future in this world until your kingdom come. Amen.
And so we sing the national anthem. And may God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, Queen and Commonwealth, and all people, peace and concord, to us and all his servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And so we sing, Lord, for the years. Oh no, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And now we sing, Lord, for the years. Please do sing it in the way that you feel you can as you worship God. Anyway, it's lovely to see you all, and as is our custom, before we leave, we're going to unmute. But before we do that, this is obviously a service of commemoration and reflection. So we're just going to invite you just to pause for a moment of stillness, bring to mind those things that the Lord has placed in your heart in our worship today, before we allow all the conversation and chatter at the end. And so now we are going to allow us all to say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Pauline.
Hello. Hi, John. Hello, Marion.
Hello everyone.
Hi, Hello.
Take care, Alan.
Hi, Tom. This is Derek and Barney and
Karen.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Nice to see you all.
Bye. 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 B
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Joyce. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.
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 Hi,
Joyce.
Hi. Here you are. Here you are. What were you doing on VE Day?
What were you doing on VE Day?
Looking after my little baby.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
Are you better?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Alan, how are you?
I'm all right, but I'm the... Good night.
Well, that sounds a bit rough.
I'm auditioning with the Dalek and then the next up to you. Hi, Tom. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
I'm Joyce. I'm Richard and Slick. I'm Dan Machina. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Fred.
Hello.
Hello, Alec.
Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Stephen. Hey,
hi.
Where are you, Dad?
Hi, Barbara. What's your name?
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Cook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his head.
Right. I'm going to check you out. Light's gone off.
Well,
right.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye then, Alan. Take care.